Proclamation number 1797 dated the January 30th, 1941. Duty of distributing the divine revelations. It is indescribably commendable to spread the word of God. That which is conveyed to people through God's grace shall not remain the sole property of the individual but shall be passed on to the many people who require it for their soul's salvation. Humanity is in serious trouble. It is so distant from God that it does not even recognize His will anymore and goes through earthly life in complete ignorance. However, the human being needs to know what God expects of people. Consequently, the information has to be imparted to them. And for this reason, earthly children who are willing to be of service to Him are chosen by God with the task of making His will known to people. He Himself instructs them first so that they can subsequently pass on their knowledge to fellow human beings. The human race would perish without active help, and active help can only be found in the Word of God. But at the moment everything is rejected by people if it admonishes them to remember God or if they are taught about God in the usual traditional way. This is why God gives His word to people again. He provides them with an explanation about their purpose and their task. He wants to come closer to them through His word. He wants to familiarize them with everything pertaining to the creation. He reveals to them the correlation of all things and gives them the commandments, which are the basic conditions for their ascent to God. And willing people shall help to distribute the divine gift. They shall diligently strive to make the divine revelations accessible to the human race. As God's eager servants, they shall always and forever make His activity known. They shall let their fellow human beings partake in the delectable gift of grace, so that the divine word will find acceptance among people, that it will strengthen their faith and motivate them to do whatever it takes in order to live in a God-pleasing way, thus to fulfill the commandments of love for God and their neighbor. Only when a person has knowledge of God's will can he be held to account if he does not live up to them. Admittedly, uninformed people cannot be held to account, but neither can they utilize their life on earth and attain a higher degree of spiritual maturity, for they would have to be extraordinarily lovingly active of their own accord, that is, love must be within them, but in that case they will also know the meaning and purpose of earthly life and their task. For God imparts His word to everyone who desires it. It is just not always outwardly noticeable except in the shape of mental transmissions. But those who receive the word such that they are able to write it down are particularly responsible for the distribution of this word, for they receive much grace and shall therefore also share it. They shall proclaim the gospel to all those who do not reject it. Amen.